This is VOA. Charges. A half years. After returning nerve agents of ordering Russia's security services. On Tuesday, called for after President Joe Biden threatened sanctions on Myanmar's military government that arrested the country's civilian leaders in a coup. Now, the president assailed the country's army for the coup, calling it a direct assault on the country's transition to democracy and the rule of law. The coup in Myanmar, also known as Burma, has been roundly condemned internationally. Separately, the Tuesday briefing, the Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Wang Wenbin refuted U.S. Secretary of State Antony's accusations on China of falling far short on the mark when it comes to giving access to WHO experts investigating the origin of the COVID-19 pandemic. Iran said on Tuesday it has allowed about 20 crew members of a South Korean tanker seized almost a month ago for alleged pollution to leave the country in a humanitarian move. Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps seized the tanker and arrested its multinational crew near the Strait of Hormuz on January 4th. This is VOA News. President Joe Biden met for 2 hours late Monday with a group of Republican senators who have a slimmed down $618 billion coronavirus aid package that is only a fraction of the $1.9 trillion that he is seeking. Skeptical Democrats vowed to push ahead in Congress with or without GOP support. Senator Mitt Romney of Utah was among the GOP senators meeting with President Biden.
This was the first step in a dialogue, and the fact that has encouraged his staff to work with us and to work together and see if we can find some understanding of a mutual nature. Suggests that there may be opportunity for that, but I wouldn't want to predict that at this stage. We're very early in the process, and we'll see exactly how much progress we make.
No progress was reached from the lengthy session, the president's first with lawmakers in the White House. Republican Senate leader Mitch McConnell is blasting newly elected Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, calling the far-right Georgia Republicans' embrace of conspiracy theories and loony lies a cancer for the Republican Party. The statement on Monday comes as House Democrats are mounting an effort to formally rebuke Greene, who has a history of making racist remarks, promoting conspiracy theories, and endorsing violence directed at Democrats. Democrats have said they will strip Greene of her committee assignments if House Republican leadership refuse to. Greene says Democrats will regret the move if Republicans regain the majority after the 2022 elections. Lest we forget, there is an impeachment trial looming for former President Donald Trump, and the Democrats in Congress are making their case. Sagar Magani has more from Associated Press.
The most detailed case yet for why the former president should be convicted and permanently barred from office. In a legal brief, Democrats say Trump summoned a mob to Washington last month, whipped it into a frenzy, and then aimed it like a loaded cannon at the Capitol, endangering lawmakers' lives. They're forcefully linking Trump's efforts to overturn the presidential election's results to the riot, arguing he bears unmistakable blame and must be found guilty. The brief aims to preemptively rebut defense claims that Trump's words at a rally before the riot were constitutionally protected and that the trial itself is unconstitutional. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Tokyo Olympics expressed confidence today that the event will go forward this year despite the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. Tokyo 2020 President Yoshiro Mori said discussions should be about how and not whether the Olympics will happen. Joe Palca, VOA News.